We're broadcasting from Aberdeen as KNKX connects to Grays Harbor County with a special edition of All Things Considered. Aberdeen is the biggest city in this county, but the county seat is over in Montesano. It's about 11 miles east of here. The mayor is Vinnie Samuel. Her family immigrated to the United States from the southern tip of India about 40 years ago when she was a little girl. She grew up in Alaska, and then in 1997, adult Vinnie moved here to Grays Harbor County. And she says that she instantly fell in love with Montesano because of the scenery shore, but also and mostly because of the people.
If you want to hike, if you want to bike, if you want to go on the rivers or fish, if you want the outdoors, literally the minute you open your door, this is the town for you. But what I talk about is that sense of self and the community sense of self. And I am the first Indian female to be elected in the United States.
To be elected mayor.
Yeah. And that didn't happen in Berkeley. That didn't happen in New Jersey. That happened in Montesano, Washington.
You were also the first female mayor in the history of this city.
I know. It's always kind of weird.
Have those identities of yours, being an Indian American woman and your gender, have those played a role in your election, in your administration, in the way you represent the city or interact with constituents?
I can almost guarantee you it made no difference in the election. I was elected despite the stereotype that most people could put on me by just looking at me. My neighbors had to know who I am to be able to be elected. They knew that I grew up in Alaska. They knew that I am a Democrat. They knew that I was a Sunday school teacher. They knew that I was an attorney and that I loved this town. And because they knew who I was, it wasn't hard for them to vote for me. Because the majority of the population of the city of Montesano, 99%, is white.
Do you think that that relationship with your constituents, with the people who live here, and their ability and now their lived example of looking past a stereotype and deciding that you, the individual, are who they want as their mayor, do you think that that translates into other parts of the way they approach problems or the way they approach
Yes.
situations?
I mean, they have to check their rhetoric. I have a guy who is 150% my supporter. And on Facebook, he tends to be anti-immigrant. And I tell him, hey, you know, I immigrated when I was 6 years old. I'm not attacking him. I'm saying, what are you thinking? This is me. And you love me, you know? And he tells me all the time he loves me. So he has separated the national politics from who he deals with and is happy with on a local level.
How does that translate to a broader stage? How do we do that outside of...
In the state of Washington, there are more small towns than metropolises or urban areas, right? If you think that all small towns can work towards a healthy understanding of each other and having a positive perspective that is preached by their leadership and administrations, you'll do better. You can't negate the person that helps you, the person that is grocery shopping with you, that's sitting there rooting for the same football game. You know, it's a very different mindset to confront and to demean someone that you don't know based on a stereotype versus someone who sits next door to you.
This is a region of the state that has undergone great uncertainty over the last several decades. What do you see as the future of Montesano?
The city of Montesano is very fortunate, right? We are the county seat. We have a solid income. We have probably the highest educational levels in Grays Harbor. What that allows us to do is to lead and to take risks and move forward where another town may not be willing to do that.
Are you up for election in 2019?
I am.
Are you going to run?
I haven't filled out my PDC form, but as soon as I do, I believe yes.
I would imagine in your position, it's probably impossible to escape chatter about other offices.
Oh, yeah.
Have you thought about offices beyond these city limits?
The real question is not whether I've thought about it, but more or less the chatter about it, right?
Are you deflecting?
I am deflecting. So I have a pretty great life. I live in a sweet town. I like the man I've been married to for 25 years. I have great friends. I have a phenomenal practice. Every level of elected office takes something away from that. I, as the mayor, belong to these people all the time, 24/7. And that I understand. I'm okay with that. That's the role I want. If you go up, you belong to all those people.
You were on city council before you were mayor. So it's not as though becoming mayor was suddenly, you know, the curtain was pulled back on city government for you. But I am curious, how has being mayor changed the way you view the community?
Oh, I think it's deepened my love for this community. We were joking when you guys came in that every crack in the sidewalk I see, it belongs to me. The forest belongs to me. The street messes belong to me. These people belong to me. Being mayor is a great honor, and I am grateful for it. It's a tremendous amount of work, but what it has done is made me realize how really lucky every single resident that lives here is, because this community is amazing.
I know it is hard work, but you do seem like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, it's the best job ever. It's great. I love being mayor. It's a lot of fun, you know. And remember, I've lived here for 20 years, and everything I've ever wanted to fix, I get an opportunity to fix, and they have to listen to me, you know. I mean, very rarely in life do you have the ability to look at the problems in your environment and to make meaningful change. And being mayor allows me to do that, and that's amazing.
Mayor Vinnie Samuel, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.